We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Our destiny is not frightful by being unreal.
The Patriots are underdogs. I'm not betting against the Patriots right now.
Time is a river which sweeps me along.
Hey, we've never seen a guy like Mahomes.
I don't care.
I am the river.
We've never seen a guy like Tom Brady.
That guy number 12.
I am the fire.
Let's go! Let's go!
Thomas, we are officially in Edwards, Scorched Earth, Patrick, Post Deflate Gate, Brady, you tour.
If you're going to compete against me, you better be willing to give up your life.
I don't with that guy.
Because I'm giving up mine.
I ain't messing with Tom Brady when he's like this right now.
If you're not motivated this week, you got major problems.
Is Tom Brady the greatest player in NFL history?
Okay, where, when, time, cold, weather?
The answer is yes.
Blood?
Yes, he is.
Don't matter.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
I've tried. I've listened to all the videos and all of the music, and I got my JE11, you know, don't bet against this t-shirt on. I got all this stuff, and I'm still scared about this game coming up on Sunday night. I do not like the Patriots. And maybe I'm just not getting caught up in all of that rah-rah stuff, and I'm looking at the game itself, and I'm wondering...
You gotta have a warrior spirit.
How do I get that?
Do I
have to do a dance or something? I'm not good at dancing.
We can jump you in.
And I'm a short, fat guy. It doesn't work for me.
We can jump you in, though.
Can I?
And you have to have... See, the problem is you don't have an underdog mentality. You have a self-righteous, I'm better than everybody mentality.
No, I don't.
That works, I don't at all. Doesn't work for you.
I think you're a much better looking human being than me.
So you gotta find that chip on your shoulder and exploit it.
That's what you need to do.
You need to be the Death Star and destroy everybody and be the little engine that could.
See, you're saying all these tough guy things, and then during the breaks, you're sitting there going, oh, I picked them, but I'm not feeling good. Lou, I'll give credit for. Lou is sitting during the break saying he is feeling great.
Please.
He is so confident. Of course, he was confident last week. The Chargers.
But here's the thing. But I am still amazed. I was looking at Florio. Like how...
Florio's picked him.
Yeah, but the media sort of like has twisted this thing to, like, you know, they're calling out the Patriots. You know, when Tom Brady said that we suck and everything else, this whole underdog, right, thing that nobody believes in it. You know, enough with the underdog. Please. You've been the best franchise. Been eight straight. So Florio even says it right now. He says, the Patriots have crafted a narrative that the perennial AFC power has faced doubt and disrespect during the 2018 postseason.
He's wrong.
No, but have they crafted a narrative, or has it been true? Am I living in some weird universe?
They're the underdog.
Why is the media, and even locally here, I see some of the people getting like offended with the Patriots like sitting there saying that they've been disrespected this year. Hello, all year long. The worst weapons Tom Brady has ever had. How dare they start the season? You know, they lost Brandon Cooks. They don't want to spend any money.
But then they got Josh Gordon. Remember that?
But I'm just saying, like, we absolutely have. Nobody has believed that this team will go to a Super Bowl, let alone win a Super Bowl. Now, you could say, well, Jesus, that's not disrespectful. We all thought they'd get to the playoffs. But for this team, it is.
You two guys both had him losing.
Yes.
In the divisional round of the playoffs.
Well, they didn't craft a narrative that this team was disrespected this year, or nobody believed in them, because nobody did.
No, they're the underdog.
And they were.
They're the underdog, and they're using it now.
Dynasty's over.
Yeah, but
they're using it to their advantage, though,
Gronk
right now, right?
Every time he runs, it looks like another bolt is coming out of Frankenstein.
So, you know, that article we were reading from the beginning of the show, Patriots underdog narrative must die. Yeah. I'm stealing this from you, Lou, because you actually read it first.
Go what?
But based on that little quote you just mentioned, who is that, from Florio?
Yeah.
Like, the Patriots are creating this whole fake narrative to kind of get all the guys angry and mad and, like, we're going to prove them wrong mentality. This is from the article. Who's the author here? Roger Sherman. Talks about how he'll never forget when he was in the Alabama locker room after the Crimson Tide's 2018 College Football National Championship win, the program's fifth in 9 seasons. So he heard running back Damian Hare shouting, "They said we weren't supposed to be here." He says, "I wasn't going to correct him after he just won a national championship. But, well, nobody said that. The Crimson Tide are the national title favorites every single season, and made the college football playoff championships during all 4 years of Harris's career. But when no one has anything bad to say about Alabama, Bama makes stuff up. Literally, reporters noticed that Alabama started putting up completely fake quotes attributed to the quote-unquote national media just to piss off the players. So they were literally taking quotes or phrases from other teams, and they would cut them down, quote them, and place them up on their wall to try and make believe that try and convince the Alabama players that other players and teams were disrespecting them.
This narrative,
that's fake news.
That's fake.
You want some noise? Bring it.
So the narrative all year long with this New England Patriots team is, for all of us, this Patriots team is not nearly as good as most of the teams we've seen in the 18-year dynasty run. Okay? This team can't win on the road. Excuse me. They won 3 games on the road. There's 3-5 on the road. We talked about this, some of the stuff Lou just mentioned. We talked about the defense. They can stop the run at home, but they can't stop the run on the road. You can't suddenly shift it around now and tell me that everybody is, nobody said that this team wasn't that good. They did. They did. But they didn't say they were the Jets. They didn't say they were Buffalo. They didn't say they were Miami. They just weren't the same Patriots we're accustomed to seeing. The players right now are trying to build that up and use that for their advantage. It's motivation,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
Everybody thinks we suck. Let's go kick ass.
And here's the thing, and I swore to God.
Don't swear. Lose the swear on the show.
Oh, that's
did
true.
A good job of it.
Well,
today,
I was swearing
Lou.
To God.
Proud of
Lou.
You. Proud of you.
I'm done with the Cliff Kellermans, the Rob Parkers, the Colin Cowherds of the world. Yep. It's just they're baiting us. They're setting us up.
They want the Patriots to lose.
Yes,
and they're, really, and they're
last really,
week.
Though.
They do, you don't think they do? Oh, because
no.
they're all very good.
No,
because their shtick's gone.
Yep. If they lose, then they lose a whole angle of their show for the next 2 weeks.
Like
so
like
yeah, they
shrink.
Keep pushing the narrative. So the other day, Shannon Sharp openly said, you know what? Here's why I hate them. I'm just sick of the winning, right? I'm sick of having to cover them. I'm done with it.
He's being honest.
So, yeah, for the most part.
I'm tired of all this winning.
Rob Parker.
Your buddy.
And this is it. This is it. I'm done.
Your buddy.
I'm done with this. This is the
stop,
last
stop
one.
Stop banning people
the
from
one.
The show. You banned Kellerman.
Yeah,
now you're going to ban Rob Parker. We won't have anybody to laugh at.
He kind of encapsulates it right here with this quote when he was on Colin Cowherd's show.
This is about Independence Day for NFL America. The reign of terror will finally be over. This is what we're all talking about. Kansas City has to do this for every football fan in America outside of New England. We need this to end. The end of Tom Brady.
I feel like I have
the
to
end
stand
of
up.
Bill Belichick. The end of cheating scandals. This short history,
off, Luke,
part of history
off.
In the NFL, will come to an end. It's all set up, and we can't wait to finally move on, where we can have other football teams that play by the rules
by
and
the rules.
Can give us some variety when it comes to going to the Super Bowl and seeing some new teams there. This is it. I've been calling for it for years, but finally,
18,
this is the
19.
Year where I'm going to be right.
Oh, my God. 18 or 19
Wait,
years.
What did he call him? Football 18? America?
Yes. Independence Day. This is Independence Day.
Yeah.
18 or 19. Can I
What's
just say this? To, can I just say this to Rob Parker? Because I'm one that does not believe the Patriots are going to win this game on Sunday. Hoping they are, Rob, but I'm not sure they are because I think Kansas City might be the better team, and the better team certainly at home. It's not the end of the Patriots. So if the Patriots lose this game on Sunday night, I hate to say it, Tom Brady will be 42, and you're telling me if he comes back and plays as well as he did at age 41 that they can't be 12-4, they can't be 11-5, they can't be in the mix next year if they add a Golden Tate or maybe some other receiver and maybe a couple of other players here or there. Brady's still here. Belichick is still here. Josh McDaniels is still here. Are you kidding me? They're not going away.
I don't think they are either.
What if they do win?
I think I'm moving to Mexico.
That would be nice.
He's not moving to Mexico.
No.
Are you kidding me?
But, you know,
they all say that.
This article, the narrative must die. Like, I just disagree with the whole, because they've been dominant for 18 years, they can't play the underdog role.
They are the underdog.
No, that's what I'm saying. But
know,
people
but by Vegas
their,
terms, though,
no, but
they're
underdogs.
No.
They should be underdogs.
Kansas City's the better team.
Vegas
they
is
should be.
They're playing
11,
at home.
They're 11-5 this year. They haven't been good on the road. They haven't looked right. They should be the underdogs.
They're
just
quirks.
Because
they're
of their
not,
dynasty
not a trend.
And what they've done.
quirk my ass.
He doesn't sit there and say, yeah, they shouldn't be. I mean, like, again, San Antonio was probably the closest thing recently to, like, the reign of the Patriots, right? They won 5 championships over a long period of time. But after that last championship, you know, the next couple of years in the postseason, you know, they go up against the Golden State Warriors. Are they the underdog? Yes. Yes. Because Golden State now all of a sudden is a powerhouse.
Quirks.
So, you know, you can't sit there and say, well, no, I'm not going to say that Golden, you know, San Antonio is not the underdog, you know, because look at the championships they've won in the past.
Right.
This individual team is the underdog. They should be the underdog based on what happened this year. The matter of fact, the spread should be more.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're getting, because of their
sympathy
reputation.
Points.
No, because of their reputation.
Sympathy points.
No, I think it's not sympathy points.
It's a spirit animal.
No.
It's an underdog. There's spirit animal and an underdog.
There's still a fear out there. If you're Vegas, there's a fear in Belichick and Tom Brady. That they can go pull one out of their ass, no matter where they're playing against whatever team. And that's why they're getting more. I agree. I think they should be a 5.5-point underdog.
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm fine with them being the underdog. What is kind of getting tired and kind of feels forced and cheesy.
Is you saying quirk every 5 minutes on the show?
No, that actually so makes sense.
Can I give you, hold on.
Edelman.
I want to throw your quirk to bed, though, and then you can continue on. So
how I lose my train of thought.
I know. Quirk. Our guy at Boston Sports Info has just tweeted this out. The New England Patriots have now been on the road for 16 games as they fly in the Patriots plane.
Good luck plane.
Okay, so the Patriots, what is their winning percentage during the regular season? 80%, something like that, just under that. Patriots on the road are 9-7 with a .563 winning percentage on the road in the regular and postseason since they started traveling on their own.
Well, they better leave that plane here in Boston or Providence, actually, because they fly.
I'd go Spirit Airlines. Spirit in.
Where's that one airline? Is that the airline with they have the coyote or like the raccoon and the wolf on the tail? Yeah. Oh, that's Frontier Airlines.
Too comfortable.
Is that what it is? It's too comfortable.
Yeah. Too comfortable.
Yeah. Lone Wolf Airlines.
That's not a quirk. That's 2 years. 9-7.
So you're
and they're going into Kansas City facing the best offense in the National Football League.
Okay.
The MVP quarterback.
Here's the thing. Again,
a guy that, before a guy, you this cut guy, me this off. Little guy Hill, that's the fastest guy in the league.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Pissed off. Tom
you know
Brady.
What? Listen.
Pissed off Tom Brady. You're right about that.
Hugh Tour.
Right.
Yes, that's what he's on right now. That
I will
is
say
what
this about
he
Lou.
Is on.
He doesn't flirt around with it. Once he get, he's like cannonball. Like me, I'm like, I'm scared. I just want to kind of tip my toe in and it's not warm.
You are a little scared. I am.
In this game,
baby.
He's yes.
Scared. You can see it.
Yeah.
You can see it as
I actually think that.
See, I admitted it.
What has been going on nationally? That like your Cliff whatever it is, Max Kellerman,
Cliff
all
Kellerman.
That talk. Yeah, Cliff Kellerman talk. I think that's actually made Tom Brady feel younger.
Yes.
Just like when Jimmy Garoppolo showed up and he's like, okay, you know what? Let's see.
I think it helps.
I think he's been searching the last couple years while he's spending more time with his family in the offseason, while he's missing OTAs,
right.
While he looks at Brian Hoyer and goes, you suck. You're not Garoppolo. You ain't taking my job.
Right.
I got nothing. What am I doing here?
Yeah.
This is beautiful. Whatever. Hey, you know, I got a nice little relationship, you know, with Alex Guerrero. He shows up when we can. We've straightened that thing out. You know what? Life is really good. Well, sometimes you don't want life good. You want challenges. You want doubt. You want a chip in your shoulder. And I think he found it. I think he felt good against the Jets and said, now let's see what happens when I'm healthy. Everybody doubting me? I was hurt. I'm not old, you stupid sons of bitches. Now let's see what happens.
With death bomb,
I'm
going to
go down there in Kansas City. I'm going to light that shit.
You're good.
Play us out to a break,
it's
please.
It's okay. You only get 2 letters out. He missed the I and the T. He's okay. He's fine. He's fine with that.
That's what's going to happen.
What's the matter?
That's what's going to happen.
But it would not surprise me if that happens.
Yeah,
because the fire in the belly. We know that with Brady. The problem is, what is his offensive line going to keep Chris Jones away from his ass? Are they going to be able to do that with the sound, with silent count?
With the sound in that place?
Yeah.
I'm not sure they're going to be able to pull that off. All right, 617-779-7937. We'll run through these phone calls coming up.
Run through.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Everybody doubting me? I was hurt. I'm not old, you stupid sons of bitches.
Now
let's see what happens.
With death bomb,
I'm
going to
go
baby.
Down there in Kansas City. I'm going to light that light
up.
You're good.
Play us out to a break,
it's
please.
It's okay. You only get two letters out. I want to apologize because I think I got it all wrong starting at 2 o'clock. Matter of fact, all week long. We took, 40, 50 calls, something like that, maybe more than that today. We haven't had a single person who's called up and said, I don't feel good about this game. I think Kansas City is going to beat the Patriots. And we started the show at 2 o'clock, and I said, I think Kansas City's going to win this game. I think they're the better team. The Patriots have had road woes.
A lot of people
but if the Patriots,
you're an idiot.
But if they, that's okay.
That's good.
I've been called worse by you.
Yeah.
But I said at the top of the show, if the Patriots win this game, this may be the biggest road playoff win for the New England Patriots ever.
Glenn, you're an idiot.
It may be, because you look at the, it could easily be a 5.5, 6 point. They're giving him a break because it's the history of the New England Patriots. It's Belichick. It's Brady. But apparently I missed it because everybody thinks the Patriots are going to win. So apparently on Monday, if they win this game, on Monday, we're just going to sit there and say, yeah, sure, it's no big deal. It wasn't a big game.
Yeah, I never thought they were going to win anyways.
Is that what they're going to say on Monday?
Yes.
Wasn't a big
yes,
win.
Yes, they will.
That wasn't a big win. That was. We all expected that.
They're going to go to the Super Bowl. Yes,
to
they
me,
are.
To me, this
although
is...
Although they shouldn't, but they will.
If you look at the playoff games...
I'm telling you, going to
Okay. For what? The flower show? What are you going for? What are you going down there for?
Management hasn't freaking booked the flight.
Oh, see, this is different.
They haven't booked a hotel.
No, they booked.
They haven't done anything.
They announced it this morning. It was a major announcement.
You know, last year they booked it in October? And that's not even a lie. I'm not lying. Last year it was October.
Well, they get refundable tickets. They figured they could sell them back to somebody.
They haven't booked it. They booked it today?
They booked it, yeah.
You didn't hear the announcement on the morning
show? They made the announcement
this morning.
What's the announcement? You missed it. We were having some technical difficulties.
No.
Yeah. So, anyway...
Maybe the Kansas City Chiefs will use that as motivation.
We look back at playoff games.
Do you know that their radio stations already booked their flights to Atlanta?
Usually the Patriots are playing at home and we're sitting there feeling pretty confident, and then they go and win. And then every once in a while they surprise the hell out of you and go into San Diego with a better Charger team, and Troy Brown switches from offense to defense, and suddenly everything changes and you win that game. But that rarely has happened in the history of the New England Patriots. So they're attempting to do something Sunday night. They very rarely do. So if they do, this to me may be the greatest non-Super Bowl game, road playoff win for the New England Patriots. And yet...
I don't necessarily disagree with you.
And while everybody's telling me this is a pushover, this is not
no
much
one's saying
of a game.
It's a pushover.
No, you're not. You're nervous.
Glenn, I'll tell you right now, I agree with your statement. I think that's exactly what's going to happen. I mean, when were the other two big wins? In San Diego?
And they lost the very next week in Indianapolis.
I would say in Pittsburgh, right?
In Pittsburgh, yeah.
By the way,
I hate to tell you.
This will be bigger.
They've been great in Pittsburgh over the years, right? Tom Brady is great in Pittsburgh.
Bigger.
I think it has a lot to do with the defense that he faces. Tom Brady's not been good in Kansas City. You're thinking of
Barry in the Cape. Go to three. So this, you think everybody is
Barry,
this guy.
That's Barry.
I said Barry. What do you think I said?
You said Barry.
Barry, Leaning Tower of
Barry
Pizza,
is the
Pizza,
guy
whatever. Live
it's
Barry,
coming back
library.
And playing for the Chiefs on Sunday. This is Barry down the Hi, Barry.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. First time, long time. Love the show. Always have. Always will.
Thank you, Barry.
I am not feeling good. I'm a season ticket holder. I've been a fan since the Grogan days. I don't feel good about it.
You just said on your topic in your comments, says Pats are going to blow the Chiefs team out. How are you not feeling good about it?
I never said that. I don't feel good about this. Patrick Mahomes is going to come down to the quarterback.
Are you kidding me right now? Here it is. Barry from Cape Cod. Pats are going to blow this Chiefs team out.
That's not me.
So what do you think is going to happen, Barry?
Going to come back and screen calls?
It's going to come down to the quarterbacks. And Patrick Mahomes is legit. And we've seen what's happened to Brady the past few years. He is not focused on the game. He's too busy. Instead of having his head in the playbook, he has his head on his phone doing Instagram, and we would have won the Super Bowl.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, you know what? Hang up on Barry. He lied to Eamon.
Yeah, and he's getting more ridiculous. Tom Brady's not doing all
Barry.
This. People are doing it for him. Stop.
I should hope
He's the most prepared quarterback in the league, even if he loses
Sunday
night.
That it comes down to the quarterbacks.
Right.
Because Pat Mahomes is going to throw three picks. He is going to crap down the leg.
And I told you,
that's
going
to.
And he is the
three turnovers.
He's the type of quarterback that can actually do that, Lou, and still win the game.
He is going to.
All right. You agree he's special, right?
I think he will be, yeah.
He's the MVP. Here's Big Mike in the car. Big Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Not Little Mike. This is Big Mike. Great, Big Mike.
Happy Friday. Love the show. Long time. First time. Barry's one of the reasons that people like him are the reason I had to call. And I wanted to make a few points because I agreed with Glenn just brought up a point and Lou, but I wanted to bring up the intimidation factor of Brady, Belichick, you know, the whole system when you're walking into that stadium and, you know, Mahomes, the other team, when Brady gets fired up. I think it's going to be a really physical game. It's going to be a close game. Lou brought up a point about McCourty. I think it's going to be super important. Ben, don't break. You know, we've been saying that for a long time. I think Brady,
write that down.
When he says he doesn't listen to the haters, I think he's watching film. I think he's working out. He's playing on a loop. All their statements and all their sound bites, and he's processing all this stuff.
So you think once the Patriots walk in, and they, you know, maybe they'll just announce them all as a team like they used to do in the good old days.
Good idea.
And then you walk in there, and then all of those, what do they have, 78,000 or something like that in that stadium? It's a big stadium. Those people are going to be, they're going to be intimidated?
Well, I think Kansas, it's going to be a dogfight. It's going to have, it's going to be physical. And I think it's going to come down to a field goal. Okay. And I think, yes, when a big play or anything, when Brady gets fired up, I think a young quarterback like Mahomes, I just think they're going to get in their heads. They're going to be physical. They're going to get the job done.
Okay. All right.
27-24.
All right, we got it. I think people are unaware that the kid is the MVP.
We got a chance to go to the bowl, man.
This year in the league. And I thought last week, because it was something that we were all watching in that game, they were playing a good Colts team. Colts were playing as well as any team, right? And we thought maybe Mahomes, the moment, might be too big for him. I don't think that's the case.
No.
I don't think he's going to.
We still don't know.
Yeah.
We still don't know.
No, it's one game.
It ratchets up every single week. He looked good yesterday. Last week, didn't look overwhelmed. I get it. A lot of the first-year quarterbacks did first playoff experience for a lot of them in wild card weekend looked awful.
Crap their pants.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will. Jamie is in Fitchburg. Hello, Jamie. Okay, boys. I'm doing it again. There we go.
I'm doing it
five
again.
Times is the charm. Hi, Jamie.
Go ahead, pal.
Now they all disappeared.
They all just disappeared.
There's definitely something wrong with the system here. I can tell you that. And it's
come out of Jerry's pocket?
No, it's not the mouse.
Because we have proof of him ruining everything?
It is the computer, I think, is the problem. It's a computer.
Which trials?
Let's try Al. Nope. You guys, there it is.
Hey, Allison.
Hi, guys. I want to get to the Tom Brady time quote and being by Borges. But I just want to quickly say I'm very excited about the game. I think we're going to have a secret plan and that we're going to end up winning, but it's going to be very close and it's going to be very tense.
Would you say it would be a dogfight?
I agree with Christian about the singularity of the games that we lost on the road.
Yeah.
And
of course.
But Borges, the time quote, Borges, he was born in 1899, so he's not a new agey person. And the end of the quote, the passage that Tom Brady reads from is from a philosophical treatise on the nature of time that mentions the philosophers Leibniz, David Hume, and Bishop Berkeley. And it ends in a way that's not really very positivistic or new agey.
I love good football talk.
About mortality. That it's time is a river which sweeps me along.
Oh, right? Allison. Excuse me, Allison.
Yes, Christian?
Allison, can I put you on hold for NPR?
No, but you have to hear the last line. I mean,
give us the last line. Let's fast forward it. Read like Christian does. He reads the first page and the last page of a book.
It's a fire which consumes me, but I'm the fire. The world, unfortunately, is real. I, unfortunately, am Borges. And so it's basically about mortality.
Okay, great.
But I still think we're going to win. And
okay.
Yeah. I love it. With all that,
wow.
Why did you hang up on her?
The
question should have been, why didn't you hang up on her earlier?
That's rude.
She likes you, though.
I know she does. Here's Jim.
Calling all the time.
Here's Jim.
You don't
next
have
up.
A lot of people that like
her. Here's Jim next up here at EEI. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Big O, what's happening?
Great, Jim. How are you?
Hey, listen, I wouldn't let you down. I've been talking to you since the 80s, calling in. before these two scrubs got on your show.
Oh, these are not scrubs.
And I can tell you right now, the Patriots are going to win the game. I bet 500 smackers on it today on the Patriots.
I can remember 1987.
You built some 500 bucks.
What did you get for a line?
$500
You didn't do the money line, did you? Your money line?
That, 3 points they gave me.
Oh, 3 points.
Oh, that's nice.
Right. Yeah. Hey, can I say this?
Lou made that bet too.
Let me say this.
Go.
Any defense can rise to the occasion and beat any team. You saw what the
any
Patriots
given Sunday,
defense
write that
did
one
to
down.
Those two pass rushers last week.
Yep. CS rise. Why not
us? Beat the best defense in the playoffs, right?
Jim, I'll tell you what. I actually agree with you when it comes to this defense. I think the Kansas City defense is a bunch of frauds. I think they've played a bunch of sallies at home. I don't think they're that good. I think the secondary of the New England Patriots is one of the best in football. And the second time, looking at Tyreek Hill, I think they will shut him down. And I don't think you're going to see the 18 yards per catch like they normally, like he's been averaging this year. And I think that on Monday morning, we're sitting here talking about a secondary that is taking them to the Super Bowl with the way they play.
And I think you made some good points in there, and I still don't feel better about
this game.
I know. Steve is in a truck. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Glenn. Well, Christian, I love you guys. But, Glenn, I got to ask you a question, really. Do you think that every time Kansas City gets the ball, they're going to score a touchdown, score 70 points, and we don't score anything? But the way you make it sound is that we can't do anything.
Let me ask you this, Steve. How many points do you think the Patriots can put up on the board in that game?
I think the score of this game is going to be 34-24 Patriots. Giassi's right on.
You realize nobody has scored 30 points on the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City. Okay, I'm just bringing it up. Just bring it up.
No, and the season don't count what they did on the road. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean a goddamn thing. Right. They're playing now.
We're getting pissed.
Well, you don't see. I don't get it.
I don't. Steve, I love the Patriots. You know that. I'm not one of these contrarian guys. I'm not a Tony Maz. I don't sit there and just say stuff to say stuff. I sit here and I'm telling you, I don't feel good about this one. I watched them all year long. Guys like you and others and Lou and Christian, we sat here every week and said, God, they suck on the road. God, why can't they stop the run on the road? Why can't they? And so they beat the Chargers at home last week, and everybody's sitting there going, woo! That's it! We're winners!
I called up last week and told them on Sunday morning what I thought the score was going to be.
What did you say all season long about this team?
What I said all season long is they'll be there at the end of the season and they'll be in the championship game.
They're playing in the tomato can division. We know that. But
it doesn't matter. They play other teams in other divisions.
They do. Oh, my God.
The whole NFL is a tomato can division except for four teams. I don't get it.
All right, Steve. I hope you're right. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope you're right. I just don't feel good about this. And we're talking to the same callers that we talked to all season long to beat the crap out of this team. Every week we're taking phone calls and people saying, they don't have this, they don't have receivers, they don't have this. Belichick, he didn't get the weapons in the offseason. And then they desperately...
Tom Brady.
And they bring in Josh Gordon. And then Josh Gordon, smokes and does a couple other things and he's off the team. And we're sitting there going, we don't need Josh Gordon anymore. Even though in that last Kansas City game, he was the biggest weapon you had. And suddenly he's gone and we feel good about this? I just don't feel good about it.
Story how the team came together when Josh Gordon left.
Oh, let's make it.
Josh Gordon
movie.
Was starting.
It was
to
the problem.
Was starting to separate this team, and people were getting jealous of that relationship between he and Tom Brady.
God.
Maybe even Jules.
Jealous
of that relationship. Yeah.
So and when Josh Gordon Josh left. Gordon.
Yeah, Jules
felt that
connection.
They're better without Josh Gordon now.
They're better without Josh Gordon.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
All right, we got one more segment to go here.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
MVP over Patrick Mahomes. Remember that? We were talking about that. Drew Brees is a bad brother. But guess what? So is Kareem Hunt. Mark Ingram is no scrub. Michael Thomas is a stud in this league.
Hold on. Stephen A's A-list. Hold on. Kareem Hunt? Is ESPN too cheap to go out and get depth charts and rosters for their...
What was the whole conversation?
He was talking about the NFC championship. Yeah. Wasn't talking about the AFC championship. So he throws in Mark Ingram, Drew Brees, and
he confused him with Kamara.
But guess what? So is Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Kamara. He confused him with Kamara. Yeah, that's what he did.
He does this. Someone needs to get him.
He's doing a lot of this lately. It's like, does he have like a second job? Like he's a ballroom dancing teacher or something like that at night or something like that?
Say Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt. He's a bad man. What,
so it's Kareem Hunt.
You know, when you don't have anything to say, just say, he's a bad man.
I saw his A-list, though, today. He finally
got Joe Horn.
Yeah, he finally
has a bad brother.
He finally has Drew Brees.
Reggie Bush can run the rock.
In his A-list this week, he was number three. Brady was number two.
Only four. I mean, he's got him on the list.
He's got five A-list. And
he's got five.
He puts five on the A-list, right?
Only four quarterbacks.
Oh, no, he... I'm trying to remember. I don't think it was all four quarterbacks. No, he was doing an A-list. He does an A-list of the most impactful players. Mahomes was number one. Brady was two. Drew Brees was three. And I'm trying to remember four and five. I think Kareem Hunt was probably four. Really? Might have been.
All right, so he had, so he at least had him in his top third best quarterback.
That's he had Brees in there this week. You remember last week he totally forgot about Brees. Then we had a buddy, Rob Parker, who declared today it's a holiday. I didn't know that. Sunday will be a holiday, apparently. It is Independence Day.
Yeah.
This is about Independence Day for NFL America. The reign of terror will finally be over. This is what we're all talking about.
It's
Kansas
like Trump
City
talking here.
Has to do this for every football fan in America outside of New England. We need this to end. The end of Tom Brady. The end of Bill Belichick. The end of cheating scandal.
Cheating!
This sordid history, part of history in the NFL, will come to an end. It's all set up, and we can't wait to finally move on, where we can have other football teams that play by the rules and can give some variety when it comes to going to the Super Bowl and seeing some new teams there. This is it.
This is it.
I've been calling for it for years, but finally,
18
this
years
is the
now.
Year where I'm going to be right.
Yeah, 18 years.
I think he's done.
End of duck boats, by the way. End of duck boats. That's what he's saying. So the only thing I can tell Rob Parker, because I'm with you, Rob. I don't think they're going to win this game Sunday night, but the reign of terror.
Get the duck boats ready.
It's
be there next
not
year.
Going to be over.
Yeah, they'll be
it's not
going to
be
year.
Over. They're going to be in the mix again
so
next year.
Matter.
And maybe the year after that.
So they just so they don't play in the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
They'll win the division next year.
Well, wait a minute.
They'll have a first-round bye next year. Well, they'll probably host next year.
Hold on, Christian. Teams that have lost in the Super Bowl, they never come back and get to the Super Bowl. Buffalo, I think, the last team to do it, and they did it four times. Remember, four times in a row,
played
the Super Bowl. So this is not unusual. It doesn't mean they're not going to come back next year, but I think that will be the narrative. If they lose on Sunday night, that will be the narrative. It's over. It's done.
Yeah.
Brady's old.
Rob Parker, he sounded like
Liz. And they're going to be wrong about that.
He sounded like Liz Warren.
He did sound a lot like Liz Warren.
Running for president,
yeah. Yeah.
It'll be a day when each and every fan can root equally.
By the way, did you see?
Each of your teams go to the Super Bowl, not the same team every single year.
Did you see she did
I'm voting for this. Why?
She did a whole thing about the Patriots. She was getting all excited about the Patriots.
Drink a beer.
But I think she was a little bit confused.
Didn't drink a beer?
A little bit confused because she was very disrespectful to Native Americans. The Chiefs.
Really?
Yeah, she just. She wouldn't even talk about the Chiefs and how good the Chiefs are.
Hold on a sec. I'm going to get a beer.
Oh,
get
my
me
gosh.
A, she'll
all get a beer. So embarrassed.
Last segment sponsored by Course for Kids.
I'm going to drink a ton of Crown this Sunday. Thanks for joining me, honey. I recognized you before. I don't recognize you now. I've drank an entire handle of it.
The easy way to donate your car, donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. The big fella was around Sunday morning. What time are you on Sunday morning?
From 10 to 2.
10 to
I'm
2.
On tomorrow.
Hey, Lou Merlone on Saturdays, baby. Yeah.
Down there at the Red Sox way. Winter weekend thingy.
Yes. With the Red Sox.
Dickerson and I.
And then I'm on after the game with Fred and Steve. We will do it down at Twin River.
We'll talk to that cocky manager of yours, Alex Coro, seems very confident. Probably talk to him tomorrow.
Yeah, you're going to be hammered tomorrow on Sunday.
Yeah, I am.
Both of you guys. No, you're going to be at Twin River with all that alcohol and gambling.
I will be.
No, I'll be.
What does the handle mean anyway?
Enjoy the game, everybody. It's
you drink the whole thing up the handle?
It's a bigger bottle.
It's like a British measuring thing, isn't it?
No, not a big bottle. That's some guy number 9.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back Monday, 2 o'clock. Bill Belichick. Don't miss it. See ya.
Over. We suck.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!